schedule one after the other, but we're basically talking about the same thing.
Well, I presume you were. Yes, Bob, please.
Yeah, okay. Well, this, we're not really public speakers or anything like that, so.
I understand the whole that as well.
So it's just on the topic of, you know, the Airbnb and how that's been proposed to change. We've given you a few bullet points about what we're just going to go over, so we'll just elaborate on those bullet points. Hopefully it will make sense. So really why we host, there's a couple of different areas. The reason why we actually host as a couple, it allows us to fully utilize the space that we have. We purposely built a flat on our house, so it's actually attached to our house, and we've got a couple of spare rooms as well. There's only the two of us, so you know, we have spare rooms. And having Airbnb allows us to do a few different things.
Sorry.
We're recording.
Oh, right. Okay. You're not hearing me? Yeah, so, you know, it allows us a few different options. So when it's convenient, we do Airbnb, but we also do long-term rentals. And when I mean long-term, I mean, you know, 1 to 6 months for whoever, really. We also, when it's convenient, have students in as well. So we utilize the space differently depending on what we've got going on at the time. And again, limiting our options would mean that there would be prolonged periods where it would be potentially empty. We have some of the funding to build our house was, we gained it from my family or our family. So we'd like to have that space available for them when and if they actually visit us in town. So obviously I'm natively from the UK and Kelly, my wife, is Canadian. So we've got people coming around from all over the place. So having a long term as the only option just wouldn't work for us because the space just wouldn't be there for people when they want to come visit.
Potentially it would sit empty as opposed to not being used at all. If my family came or if half of his family came in, say, October, and then another part of the family came in January, that time between, it's too short of a period to let long term, so it just wouldn't be utilized. It'd be an empty space.
So just moving on from that, this is a tricky one. So, allowing us to have the Airbnb also allows us to cover additional costs that have been placed on us from having to build that extra, build the flat. There's a fair few, it's not cheap, as we're fully aware, to build a house anywhere in the country, but especially in Queenstown. And so there's additional fees that have been put on us to build the house. Just kind of mean if we had only long-term rentals as an option, we'd probably have to put the fees up, which we think we're good people. We kind of, when we do long-term, we try and keep it at a fair rate. But realistically, if we didn't have that short-term Airbnb option, we'd have to put the long-term rates up, which we would still easily get because the market at the moment around here.
I guess on those fees, so when we went to building the house, we couldn't actually afford to build the house without building the flat and having the income from the flat. And then in building the flat, the council puts a fee on us to be even allowed to build the flat, and then obviously our rates go up substantially. So it just, when we looked at the financial end of it, it was going to be so expensive to rent it out to people. We were going to get people that probably weren't going to care about the house. We're probably going to cram 4 people into a one-bedroom flat kind of thing just to be able to afford it. So being able to put it on Airbnb for, say, 4 months has then allowed us to have now a young couple who are building their own house in it at a rate that they can afford and are taking care of the flat for that 9-month period where they're in.
Yep. And then really the only other reason we have is obviously from not from here. We do travel a lot, or we have done, we've settled down now. But we, you know, we like meeting new people from around the world. There is a different special community feel about Airbnb, and we've kept in touch with people that stayed with us. And, you know, they've become friends, so it's just another thing that it's taken away. It's just a shame. Do you want to ask questions or at the end or anything like that? Just taking that, so I'll move on to the next area. So the second bit of it there is how we benefit from the income. This is more on you. It's allowed my wife to pursue a dream. She's starting a new business. You can probably touch on that a bit better.
So I'm starting a wedding photography business, and I've been able to really pursue that in the last couple of years and take back my hours from my full-time job so that I can start promoting that and working in the industry and meeting more people. That extra little bit of income has meant that I can really pursue that, and I think that's also made us more part of the community as well, which probably touched on again.
2.0.
So in order for us to even be able to afford to build, we were both working two jobs, one full-time and one part-time in Queenstown.
And more on top of that.
Which had meant that we just couldn't really be as much of a part of the community as we wanted to, and had no spare income to go out and enjoy Queenstown, really. So having that income not only has helped me pursue the business, but we've started to meet more people in the community, meet more people where we live. We've had he's been able to go down to one job, and we've been able to experience more of Queenstown. You know, we've been able to start going out and having dinner out every now and then, and enjoying some of the activities around Queenstown as well, opposed to just working to afford to live kind of thing.
I think we touched on it before, because we've helped a couple. So we've got a couple in our flat at the moment. They're building Hanley Downs. But the fact that we've done them a bit of a deal, there's a lot of stuff going on at the moment. And it's basically helping them get through the period where they need somewhere to live, and with their dog as well. And also be able to afford, you know, to have the money to build their property that they're currently building, hopefully by Christmas. The positive impact it's made on our lives, it's allowing us, we've got a bit more space. Got space for family and friends when they want to come. If we had that long-term option, it would, utilizing the space, we just wouldn't have it a long-term option all the time. Airbnb allows us to really fulfill the potential of the house and what we built it for. It's allowed Kelly to start a business. It's cut down on the fact that she's been getting. I had 2.5 jobs, and we were working solidly 2 jobs. And I'm back down to 1 now, which is nice. And I guess with the business, we've still got 4 jobs, but yeah. That disposable income, we spend it locally. We don't go too far afield at the moment. So a lot of positives that Airbnb short term allows us to really enjoy. What would it mean to no longer be able to host through Airbnb? I think we're kind of nailing at this point a lot, but the flat would be empty, the rooms would not be used for a lot of the time, whereas it could be, and we know how short accommodation is, short and long term around here. So it seems daft, realistically. If we had to go long term, the rents would be higher. kind of unfair to renters, often pretty unaffordable due to the demand we would, but even though, I've been mentioned already, I'm going over things, but we'd be getting that rent regardless, whatever the price we put on it. We just don't like to do that. It's really taking advantage of the situation around here.
I think too, like, we'd like to be able to see people do what we've done, like move to Queenstown and make it a home and be able to stay in Queenstown. And we found it so hard to begin with. And we got into the market before, if I'm crazy. So it's gotten even harder. And we'd rather help a family or help a young couple, like the couple that are in now, get themselves into a situation where they can stay, opposed to going, okay, if we have to go long term, but still going to sit empty for 3 months out of the year where we've got family coming and going. We'd have to charge so much that it either would limit their ability to save, to build in the community and grow and become part of the community, or we'd have those people that are here for 6 months and are willing to put 2 bunk beds in a room and all have their own bed.
Realistically, if we lost this option, you potentially, I hate saying it, but you would probably the losing ability of growing business and go back to how we were working before. Multiple jobs. How our hosting supports the local community. It does provide local work. We do have a cleaner that comes in. If you take that away, that is work gone for essentially. It does ease Queenstown's very fragile infrastructure. Traffic is taken away from town. We're rich all over the country. We're aware that there's a lot of congestion in town. It also supports, being where we are, it supports Arrowtown and Wanaka. It's very convenient for the airport and it's getting them away from Queenstown Central. We're finding a lot of people that stay with us don't necessarily want to be in the centre. They want to go and explore things, but have a base somewhere close within the city. Taking that option away forces them straight into town, essentially. Frank, don't have an idea, personally, to Queenstown.
I think in general, it does ease a lot of the kind of infrastructure things. So like Ed was saying, like the airport's talking about bringing more people in, and if there wasn't the ability to have short-term accommodation really outside of the CBD, a lot of those people are forced into the CBD that don't necessarily want to be there either. People that want to go uphill skiing in the winter or take advantage of Arrowtown and Wanaka and wineries up in Cromwell and Gibson, going down to Milford Sound on day trips and things like that. And now that the buses are getting better too, lots of people are taking advantage of the buses. It's also just more, it's another option. So in town, obviously, short-term accommodation is very expensive in the middle of summer. Or you're looking at staying in a backpackers. So that means that a lot of families are here that can't afford it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can't afford it are either here shorter time or they're not in Queenstown. So a good example is last summer, we had a family that were here for a whole month. They were here for the whole month of December. They were busing everywhere. They didn't have a vehicle. They were in Arrowtown or Queenstown almost every day. They would bus and go and do something and be part of the community, and they were spending money in the community. But if they couldn't have an affordable option where they could stay for a month, they probably wouldn't have come to Queenstown at all. So having that option for people is good. And then again, example on like the traffic and the infrastructure, the couple that are living with us now have 3 vehicles. They have to have a vehicle each, and then one of them has a company vehicle. So parking and stuff makes it, it's actually a lot harder having a long-term couple in the community than having a short-term, where they might, most times, are taking the bus or will only have 1 vehicle between them.
Would that be a good time to ask questions?
Probably. Was there anything else?
I think you've covered everything on the list.
Yes, thank you for coming along.
have you, has your accommodation business got to the stage where you need to get a resource, have needed to get a resource consent?
I don't think we need one, but we have one.
All right.
So yeah, we have applied for one and we've got it, but I don't think we need it based on this
the
current
numbers.
Situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is for the flat, a sort of a 90-day short-term rental per year. And then presumably when you have people staying within your house, you're there, so it's more of a homestay sort of arrangement.
Yeah.
And so what sort of conditions are on your resource consent, if you can remember? I mean, not the specifics, but do you know the sorts of things that the conditions cover?
I don't know.
We only recently, it was only the last couple of years, wasn't it?
That
you obtained it?
I only applied for it ages ago.
I haven't really had to utilise it yet,
no.
We've got the family, the couple.
Got a long term,
Long
term base, so here.
No, what are you kind of...
Well, I'm just interested in whether they cover hours of people coming and going, number of people you can have at any one time. So whether you can do it for all the year or only for part of the year, or
we applied for the one where you think we can do it all the year.
We
went to the council, told the situation, and they're like, "This is what you need, fill out this form." And
all
right. We did that, and then a few weeks
later,
got an email.
All right, that's fine. I'm just generally interested in what sort of conditions would be imposed.
Yeah,
but
no, I haven't really looked in depth into it at the moment, just because we haven't needed it.
Have you registered your business as part of that registration process?
Thank you very much.
Some of the others might have questions. Yes, I understand basically you folks live on the site,
yes.
And you're in shot over country.
Yes.
Okay. Now you mentioned before if you had to stop hosting, we're informed by the council, but with your situation with resource consent, you'd be covered by just a use right. So even if the council exactly as they are, you could be stopped from hosting anyway, your own case, because you're protected by existing rights.
Or people can sue.
And the consent. So you don't have any fears on that score. One question I would like to ask you, we've got a number of submitters that have said that the residential visitor accommodation is basically the council's proposal to restrict it across the low density residential zone, which is the vast majority of the district. Fern Hill, Kelvin Heights, Jack's Point, Carrotown, you name it, we've spent all of it in that zone. It's been suggested that an alternative would be to restrict residential visitor accommodation in certain suburbs, and in fact shot over country and Lake Hayes are being suggested as examples of that. So you can find it to places like Kelvin Heights, Fern Hill, the older established areas.
Mm.
Based on your knowledge of your area, do you think that's a appropriate course of action to follow to restrict it in areas like shot over country and Lake Hayes Estate?
Well, to restrict it is to not allow it. Okay, so I think a lot of the homes in, well, at least in shot over, that's what I mean, is our first homes for a lot of people, and similar to our situation, a lot of them to be able to build have built flats specifically for this, to be able to, you know, the bank very much like the fact that it's a home and income, because they see the flat as your income whilst it's a living, obviously. And I'm not completely convinced that they would have allowed us to have the mortgage that we have if we didn't have that as an option. Having the income, having the flat on the side as well. They're pretty hard with how much they allow for us to say that we actually get in, so they're pretty tight on it. But I think a lot of people's situations, I'm just thinking of next door, we've got their flat, one.
There's a lot in the area. There's a lot living there.
There's an awful lot that we're in similar situations. So, not everyone, some of them have got investment properties, you know, that they're out to make.
So the ones that got the flats, are they, to your knowledge, they primarily for rental or for Airbnb type?
And I'd say that there's a lot of people that are in our situation as well, where they need it empty for certain periods, whether it be for say, a nannying situation during the school holidays or family or things like that. So when there's those gaps, being able to have Airbnb fills those gaps and helps sustain their financial situation.
So what I'm hearing you saying is it's actually pretty important for first home buyers.
Yeah.
Because the cost of buying in this district, they have that kind of option.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I just want to acknowledge that Scott's been talking about the Englishman and the Canadian, and they say there's no cultural diversity in there. I'm going to ask this, and feel free to say, look, that's none of your business, but it's short of a country. If you don't want to say that's fine, but what would you charge for, and obviously it goes up and down in terms of the fees, but what would you charge for an Airbnb?
Short term. I think it's about
$150. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to repeat this. I'm just trying to get in my head.
That'll be in like this middle of summer kind of thing. We haven't done it over the winter. And
if you've got a couple staying with you at the moment, which you've already alluded that you're helping them, so it's not full bore charge. But what would they be paying?
They're paying $400, and that's almost all their bills included.
Thank you. And again, this is not to repeat to anyone. It's just to get my head.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of argument about the value, the number of nights.
Yep.
And you're obviously doing less than 90 nights on the short term rental, or?
The moment, yeah.
Again, this goes in over, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Good wink in terms of the cancelling.
No, that's it. We've got them in for 8 months until the house is there. So
9 months.
The rest of it's 4.
Yeah, it'll be close to the 90 nights.
Yeah. So with the 90 nights as a number, with your experience, would you think that potentially could be a larger number, say, I don't know, or a lesser number that would be more applicable? Like if you said, let's pick a limit on the number of nights, council's got 90 currently, there's been discussion about 42, 50, 180. If you were Vladimir Putin, then you said, this is what I'm going to want.
Okay,
gotcha.
I'd say more.
Yeah, I'd definitely say more. It doesn't necessarily have to be the full, open, but 180 does kind of limit it pretty harshly. From a strictly personal point of view, we probably wouldn't mind 6 months and 6 months, because that's, you get a lot of long terms that are here for 6 months, want to do their thing either it's the summer or winter. Mm-hmm. That's
a lot of people that come here consistently every winter to work the ski season, and if we had them come in, that again potentially means we have a long period. We're limited to the 90 days where it would be empty, because then when they leave at the end of the ski season at the start of October, we want to utilize, obviously, the busiest December, January, February time in Queenstown. So from October to December, it'd be empty.
And just out of interest, did you rent in Queenstown before you ended up there?
Yeah.
And in that rental, were you asked to vacate over the Christmas period?
We had an amazing landlord. We were very, very lucky.
We're super lucky. And that's kind of why we want to be similar.
Yeah.
Like, he really did help us out. He's a
local lawyer.
But no, he didn't ask us to.
Good. Thank you very much for the questions and your candor. Mm-hmm. And okay, I'm done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.